Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Steve Boros. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting sixth. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hubbs takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boros scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snider for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boros is called out on strikes. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Coleman strikes out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harkness moves to third. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Moran hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brock is 0-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hubbs is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hubbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jackson strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pearsall is 0-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hunt is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo is 0-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive beyond third. Neil can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Williams moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Boros is 0-1 in the game. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Rogers is 0-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Matthews is 0-1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Santo scores. Rogers moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bertel is 0-1 in the game. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Jackson is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Rogers scores. Matthews moves to third. Bertel moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brock is 0-2 in the game. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hubbs is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunt picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hunt. Matthews scores. Bertel scores. Jackson goes all the way around to score. Hubbs moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Williams is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubbs scores. It's 7-0, Cubs. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Santo reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo scores. Boros moves to third. It's 9-0, Cubs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boros scores. Rogers moves to second. It's 10-0, Cubs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Don Rowe now pitching. Dick Bertel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Rogers moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Larry Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harkness is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harkness hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hubs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hubs hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Rowe covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Rowe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rowe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing center field. Jim Hickman now playing left field. Cliff Cook now playing third base. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Boros strikes out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Rogers is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chico Fernandez now playing shortstop. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bertel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hickman. Bertel reaches second base with a double. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Bertel moves to third. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brock is 0-for-4 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hickman. Brock reaches second base with a double. Bertel scores. It's 11-0, Cubs. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hubs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hickman strikes out. 1 out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harkness is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harkness hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Harkness reaches second base with a double. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman strikes out. 2 outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Mets nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santo is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Boros is called out on strikes. 1 out. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Rogers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Bertel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Rowe is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rowe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cannell moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brock is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hubs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hubs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Boros is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Santo. Hickman moves to second. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boros fields the ball and throws to Jackson covering. Safe. Hickman moves to third. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Taylor strikes out. 1 out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook strikes out. 2 outs. Chico Fernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.